Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Sunday, February 11, 2018, and this is our bonus episode in which John and myself will be talking about a certain thing that came out this past couple of weeks or past week or so. Anyway, I'm here. Joining me, like I just said, is my paradox, John Abaya.
Hey, everyone. I'm John Abaya from the same place that you're from, Ben.
Ben. Earth 2022.
Earth 616.
Yeah, 616.
Or Earth X. Or Earth Ultimate Earth. Wherever Earth the you're at. Yeah, Earth 52. Whatever Earth you're in.
Yes. So this is going to be our bonus episode. So our main discussion will be a particular thing that came out this week. This particular thing is from the Cloverfield series titled The Cloverfield Paradox. I think you and I are excited to talk about this.
Yes.
Where you just came out watching it just moments ago. Mm-hmm. So that would be kind of cool. But before we go to that as our main discussion, we have a trailer talk. This week's trailer talk is The Cloverfield Paradox.
Possible earthquake near the Statue of Liberty.
Looks like you should have left town a little bit earlier.
Whatever you're doing, stop.
That is a clip from the trailer of The Cloverfield Paradox, directed by Julius Ona. He's a Nigerian-American filmmaker, best known for his short films on his website, juliusonan.com. I think that's how you pronounce his last name, Onan. Anyway, the film stars Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Daniel Brühl, Elizabeth Debicki, Chris O'Donnell, and many more others. It's a very diverse cast. There's a lot of familiar faces, a lot of well-liked actors on here, and really memorable, I guess, characters, you could say,
yeah,
for this type of film. What's your thoughts about this trailer? It's a surprising trailer that premiered during the Super Bowl. What's your thoughts, and did you enjoy the Super Bowl, too?
I enjoyed the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the 49ers for winning their, what is this, seventh Super Bowl win?
In a row, yes.
Beating the New England Patriots successfully again. Can't believe that.
Yes.
Cool that MVP Colin Kaepernick again.
Kaepernick.
I can never say his last name. Sorry. But yeah, it was a wonderful evening. Enjoyed that win, being a San Francisco fan and everything. I didn't doubt them at all, having almost a undefeated season and just going straight up winning every game, up only losing the game against the Rams. But
yes,
you can be second base. sorry, Nino, you can be second place with the Rams.
But yeah, so that was really surprising that they premiered it during a Super Bowl. Immediately, Netflix said that they were going to release it after the Super Bowl. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on the trailer?
The trailer was really short. If you literally heard what we just said, we always put these little things in between for the trailer talk. And that's literally the 31 seconds, I believe, that they just showed in the Super Bowl. It's a great teaser. So I didn't actually see the Super Bowl live. I only saw clips of it. And then I saw this trending on Twitter, and I was like, what is this? And then I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, they premiered it, like, in the weird way where they show scenes from the original Cloverfield, and then they, like, with huge words, like, how did this all start, basically? Or I forgot, there was, like, a question they asked in the trailer. And then they just show glimpses of what's happening in Paradox. And there was, like, rumors of this movie coming out in April, I believe, or March.
Yeah, with its once titled called God Particle,
yes,
which was actually a script that was made like years ago, several years ago. And then Paramount bought it. I think they were about to film it. And then I think J.J. Abrams was attached to it as a producer. And then they just tied in a bunch of Cloverfield, Easter eggs throughout the film to make it tie in with the Cloverfield series.
Yes.
Just like how 10 Cloverfield Lane was. I think that was originally called The Cellar or Valerie.
Oh, I don't know. I remember that. Name.
Yeah. But that was another completely different script until J.J. Abrams and Dan Trachtenberg were attached to it, and then they made it into a Cloverfield tie-in. So that's kind of bold for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. The trailer was surprising, and it's really cool that they get to do this and everything. But I mean, let's just jump into it. Our main discussion is also the Cloverfield paradox. I think that was like the little joke we had about this whole thing. So from IMDb, this is the plot synopsis. Orbiting a planet on the brink of war, scientists test a device to solve an energy crisis and end up face to face with a dark alternate reality. I'll probably go first really quick. I thought, first and foremost, I applaud Netflix's marketing scheme. I think this is a very bold move for them to do it, especially during the Super Bowl. It pretty much paid off to have that spot. But as for the film, overall, I think this could be a better film, but what we ultimately got was something that was good enough. I think Gugu Mbatha-Raw is wonderful and just playing great.
Mm-hmm, agree.
Many know her from her amazing performance from season 3, episode 4, Black Mirror, of San Junipero.
Yep, yep.
She played, I forgot the girl's name, but and she's becoming one of like Hollywood's biggest stars and whatnot. And I think the subtle nods to loss is awesome in this film. There's a sense of unsettledness and ambiguity that is like loss. And I really miss that type of thing. I mean, since The Leftovers, I didn't have that type of feeling. And like loss, we definitely don't know why A and B is happening, but apparently it creates C, so we're okay with it. That is how Lost was, and that's how The Leftover was. And then I think that's how this was, too. And it reminded me of a like first-rate science fiction or sci-fi channel film.
Yeah.
It's not totally original, but there's a certain wit and charm to it all. And I think overall the story and some of the subplots are really good, and how ridiculous it is. That's really sold me. And I think that's what it mainly comes down to. It evokes how Lost was. And then I really liked it. I think everyone's performance, especially Chris O'Dowd, down performance is really great. It's questionable why he's even a like astronaut here. I don't even know what was
his engineer.
He's an engineer, but he has too much. I think his character is so out of place that it does make it seem like another film. He was in another film.
He's the quirky engineer that brings up the uplift all their attitudes.
This film reminded me of a film from, what's that film director? Danny, he filmed 28 Days Later.
John. Oh, God. Danny, I forgot his name.
Danny Boyle.
Yes, yes.
I think that's his name. I think that's Danny Boyle. Sunshine. This is a film that I always recommend to you, John.
I have never watched it.
That stars Chris Evans as one of the main plots. But same sort of plot where it's a diverse cast, and then they're trying to save the world, but they run into something that's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's your thoughts about this? Someone who just watched it just right
so now. So yeah, I literally just watched it probably 10 minutes ago. I'm so fresh off this movie. I don't know. I'm kind of biased. I like J.J. Abrams. I like things like this weird sci-fi out. Even the tropes in here, it's very tropey. The whole movie about certain things that you knew right away what was going to happen. I enjoyed it. It was funny. Chris O'Donnell was wonderful in it. He really brought the humor even till the very end of the movie, I guess you could say, for him. There's not a lot of surprises. I knew going in what I was expecting it to be a Cloverfield. My hopes for it to be more like Cloverfield Lane, very like personal, but it's more sci-fi, way out there. They don't explain literally nothing, really. They just have to go with it and assume there's this paradox in this world that they created, and all these things are just happening, and then that's basically it. In a weird way, it's like any other like sci-fi movie where you have to have that faith in it, like faith of like trusting your instincts and stuff like that, just knowing something good will happen if you succeed and things like that. But yeah, I liked it. The special effects is really great. It's like on par of any other movie. That's why I was really surprised. Or like any other like sci-fi movie. You said like it's like almost like a sci-fi type of feel, but the production is really high in this. It has a high production value, and the cast was great. I really enjoyed all of them. They were doing their part. Each one played a type of character you've seen in sci-fi, the hard ass, the funny dude, the one who is a smart aleck, I guess you say, the confident one and stuff like that, and the bad one that might be bad, or they do that type of trope too in here. And yeah, it's nothing different, but still, it's fun just to see in this Cloverfield universe. I'm all in it for the Cloverfield universe. I like this universe. You can play with a lot of the, any type of themes and stuff like that. And also, it has this weird sci-fi edge to it that I really like. That's one of the reasons why I really like this movie. It is right now my favorite movie of the year. It's only been 2 months. I haven't seen Black Panther yet, so we'll see until next week when we review that movie. But currently, it's one of my favorites this year. I know everyone's like, oh, why is it that way? But yeah, it's something I really enjoyed, and just especially I'm watching it with my wife, and we're both huge fans of Cloverfield, and just the marketing and how everything is. Like, just they catch you off guard most of the time, and that's really cool. And this makes me want to just watch Cloverfield and 10 Cloverfield Lane again, and just to see how it's all really connected. Was there anything that surprised you, Ben, in the movie? Like, I mean, we're going, you don't have to like spoil the movie, but is there like any part that really surprised you? Because there's not really a surprise part in this movie, but I thought something was going to be surprised, but it never really happened in the movie.
I think for myself, I think there were a couple memorable parts, and parts that I really appreciate was that the entire crew spoke Mandarin.
Oh.
And I think because of Zhang Zi, mm-hmm. She's one of the astronauts here, and I don't think she's, in real life, she doesn't speak like English pretty well. That's why they opt in into everyone speaking Mandarin.
So my wife was like, why is everyone else speaking English but Zhang Zi isn't? And then I told her, like, you ever watch Looper? Like, they predict that China will be the dominant country in the future always. So yes. And then there's like a part in the movie where the actual ship was talking Chinese, and then and then she said, oh, it is like it's dominant, really, the yes. language.
But that how that character and her and how that character is portrayed is really well done. I think she has a memorable scene. I don't want to say what it is. That reminded me of Lost.
Oh, okay. If yes. You're a fan of... I called that right away when that scene's happening. I was like, it's going to be that scene. It's going to be that scene. The only thing is missing is a marker.
Did it. Yeah, they did it the exact same way. They executed the same way, but they added something else that made it more like, whoa, I've never seen this ever on the film.
And are you talking about the sci-fi part of it where in space? Yes. Never really seen that too in a space movie before.
And just how that part ends, it's really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to the characters' actions and how everything is happening all at once, I think everyone's reaction isn't believable, because you would think there's certain things that happen, and you're like, oh, why did they get over it really fast?
Mm-hmm.
I know they're in a such a predicament, but that's kind of crazy that everyone's just like, oh, this has happened. Let's move on to the next scene where this crazy thing will happen next.
I really feel bad for the character that Daniel Bruhl, that's how you say it?
Bruhl
is playing. Because, minor spoiler, he spends a lot of time in this one room. And in this one room, he literally gets hurt so many times.
Yes.
I think it's called Station X or something like that. Something weird, like the X-Doc or something like that. But every time they show him in that scene, I just start laughing. I was like, oh, something bad's going to happen to him. And boom, something bad happens to him.
You're talking about Zhang Zi's, like, boyfriend,
yes, yes,
right?
That's him, yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You're talking about the guy from... what
Winter Soldier. The Shoulder. Yeah, Winter Soldier. You know that hit Marvel movie, Winter Soldier, about that one guy with the metal shoulder only, not the arm.
Yeah. It's weird because they made like dozens of Black Panther films.
Yes. But you have to like throw in Winter Soldier once sometime. That's one of the most popular Marvel villains of all time. He pushes you with his shoulder a lot.
Yes, I do. It's different from Winter Knees.
Yes, Winter Knees.
Because Knees can't do anything.
He's okay. Yeah. All he can do, if there's like ice, he can literally slide with his knees and like probably punch you in the groin, I guess, and tackle your legs. And what is that? Achilles heel?
Yes, Achilles heel.
I've been listening to Imagine Dragons, and they say that part a lot. And I'm like, are they saying Achilles heel or something else?
Overall, I think we enjoyed it. I think we recommend it if you're a fan of just science fiction. Mm-hmm. It is not on par with the other two Cloverfield. I feel like 10 Cloverfield Lane set a bar.
Yes.
That the original Cloverfield couldn't reach for my liking. Like, I think I love the original one, but I think 10 Cloverfield like knocked it out of the park.
But it's kind of cool. This is what I want Marvel to do with the MCU. Is that they experiment more about like these type of approach to movies. Like Cloverfield feels like that blockbuster movie. 10 Cloverfield Lane feels that more intimate drama. And then
this one's like a sci-fi channel.
Sci-fi. That film. Sci-fi movie that's released on Netflix that they're not scared to release on Netflix. Like
where it doesn't have like the greatest visual effects.
Mm-hmm. And they
it
like
probably it feels like a BBC like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Camera angles and whatnot. That's how I got from it. But I think I really recommend Cloverfield Paradox. I can't wait until they release their fourth film apparently this year.
What? Really? Overlord. This year?
Yeah, Overlord. Huh.
I didn't know they would be that quick. Is that the movie that's going to come out in April? Yeah. Then?
Or we're in the Cloverfield Overlord right now.
I've seen the tweets of many people copying that joke. Welcome to Cloverfield TFA.
Anyway, that is our review of the Paradox, Cloverfield Paradox. John, where can they find you really quick?
You can find me on Twitter under Abaya Arts, and you can also find me on Twitch playing all my favorite video games like the new Legend of Zelda Breath of the Air and the new Metroid game that came out recently by Bandai Namco. It's pretty great. You can find me on there Abaya Arts, playing it full time. Donate on my Patreon Abaya Arts, sign up for my newsletter on Abaya Arts, all that stuff Abaya Arts.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Benjamin Abaya. You can find my new film that is out playing now on VOD called The Peculiar Angst Teenagers of the Twins.
Oh, you actually picked that title for the movie. I've seen like a long list of movie titles you picked that were like crazy. I was like, which one is he going to pick?
It's an independent, teenage coming of age. Ever since Lady Bird came out, I think many people have been making films in Sacramento. That's my film in Sacramento that's dedicated to Sacramento. So big up to Sacramento. It's kind of weird because the past 4 years, the Kings have won championships. And then you think we'll get bigger at Sacramento.
Since
we just get
Jason Williams came out of retirement. You've seen that scene, right? Those videos.
With Mike Bibby.
Those videos of him coming out and he ripped off his suit. And people were like, what's happening? And the Kings secretly signed
Chris
him
Webber
up.
Too. Yeah, Chris Webber also came out of retirement. He stopped TNT and NBC and whatever the station he's in. That's it for now. We thank you for listening. You can find us again on thefreakingawesome.com and our episodes on iTunes and any podcast apps whatsoever. But yeah, thank you. I'm Benjamin Abaya.
I'm John Abaya.
And this has been the Freaking Awesome Podcast.